right, here another 1 hour episode. Good evening, whatever time of day it is for you. Another simulcast with a conference call here on BBS Radio. Wednesday, June the 27th, 2018. My name is Gijs Minderhout, located in the town of Paradise, California. And we wait for Winfrey and Terry Brown, living in Sedona, Arizona, to join in here shortly. We are still 6 minutes away from the hour. I will play a little tune and we wait for more people to join in. Thank you for being here. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Dharmananda, Boulder Street.
Welcome, Dharmananda.
Thank you. How are you doing?
Good.
Good.
How are you?
Could be better. I'm hanging in there.
Hanging in there. All right.
Yeah. Are you going to be on that call with Kimberly on Saturday?
If I was on the call or if I am going to be?
Yeah, are you going to be on that one with the Rama Institute?
No, I was not.
Oh,
I hope you don't.
$5.
I hope to go to Sacramento in August.
See you there. Oh, good.
We had somebody else joining in here. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
This is Karen from Idaho.
Karen, good evening. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for
Hi,
being here. And the next person, welcome to you. Please say your name and location.
Hey, hi. It's nice to be back in Paradise. This is John Munter up in northern Minnesota.
Good evening, John. Welcome.
Oh, thank you.
Hi, Karen. It's Dharmananda.
Oh, hi. So nice to talk to you.
Yeah, you too. I just forwarded an email to you. I didn't know if you were going to be on the call.
Yeah, I've been having some interactions with Wynn, so I'm one of the group now.
Oh, great. Glad to have you.
Thanks.
Yeah, it is an amazing group that we are part of.
Yes, an amazing group.
Yeah, I wish more people knew about it.
Well, I'd be happy to help. I'll make a video like the one I made, but I'll make it for you guys.
All right.
Yeah. Post on Facebook.
But it's going to be a little different theme, because more happy and less trying to get less strident about what's wrong.
Focus on the positive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always like small groups myself. This is John Munter, northern Minnesota. You know, small spiritual groups, more chance for more interaction, more people doing stuff and stuff.
A real good connection, yeah. Somebody else joining in Rockham, please say name and location.
Hi, it's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Good evening, Jane. Welcome.
Thank you.
And two more people. Go ahead.
It's Gretchen from Mesa, Arizona.
Hi, Gretchen. Good evening.
Hi. Good evening.
Thank you for being here. Another person, please say name and location.
Hi, this is Doug from Garrettsville, Maryland.
Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
All right. And the next person, welcome. Please say name and location.
This is Ruth in Ohio.
Hi, Ruth. Good evening. Welcome.
Thank you.
BBS calling yet?
Yes, we are live on the internet radio. Yes.
Okay.
And I welcome all those listening in. Here's another person on the phone line. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Judy in Arizona. Hello, hi.
Hey, good evening. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. The next person, welcome. Please say your name and location.
I'm conferencing Art in. Hold on.
Hello, Kathleen.
Hi, hold on. Let me conference Art in.
All right.
Art?
Yeah.
Okay, you should be in.
Yes. Hello, Dr. Art. We hear you. Welcome. Thank you for being.
Hi, Dr. Art.
No problem. Glad to be here. Hey there.
All right. And we are also live on the internet through BBS Radio. And we are, let's see, I haven't seen the helicopter yet, so we don't know what's going to happen with Wynn when he's going to show up, hopefully soon.
I don't know, it's before 8 o'clock my time here.
Mm-hmm. And I want to mention that 7 days a week we have at 7 p.m. Pacific the whole call. Welcome to the next caller first. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Positive greetings, hi, from Sedona.
Positive greetings to you, Ray, and welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you as well, Mark. And the next person, welcome. Please say your name and location. If you want to, we welcome you. And back to the Whole Planet Healing call. You can find the phone number at the website wholeplanethealing.com. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Prudy.
Welcome to the call, Prudy.
Hi, thank you.
Hello, Trudy.
You know what's funny? I thought of you, Prudy, today because I was working outside and a bird was whistling. Sounded really like Prudy.
Oh, cool. And this is Prudy from San Diego.
Who is this from San Diego?
Yes.
What is your name?
Beverly.
Welcome to the call. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
All right. And Kimberly, is it the first time you're calling in?
No, I've done this before.
Okay, good. Well, welcome back.
Okay, thank you.
Good evening, caller. Two more people. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Michelle in Cambridge.
Hi, Michelle. Welcome.
Hello, Michelle.
Thank you.
Hi.
I'm Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody. Hi,
hello, Heis. Don.
Hello, Don. Welcome.
Hi, thanks.
And Jeannie in Citrus Heights. Hi, hi.
Welcome. Call Jeannie.
Hi, Jeannie.
Thank you. Hi, everybody.
All right.
Hello.
Is Wynn on the call?
Yes.
Wynn is not on the call yet, no.
Oh, okay.
I think we're going to, let's text him and neither is Terry.
Hey, Heis, does the word Kaisersgracht to mean anything to you?
His name again?
Kaisersgracht.
South German. But no, this thing
supposed to be the name of a canal, a big canal in Amsterdam.
Hmm. Oh, the Kaisergracht.
Oh, there you go.
Yes.
That's as close as I could get.
Yeah.
Gracht sounds more German.
Yeah, you make it sound German.
Yeah. Deutsch. Verheidet so spät durch Nacht und Wind.
Oh, Sie sprechen Deutsch.
Ein bisschen.
Ambition.
Okay. All right. We had to learn that whole poem in German. That's the only part I know now.
Hold on, focusing on the... Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Juliet Bickert. Okemos, Michigan.
Hello, Julie. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Hi, Julie.
Hi, Gretchen.
All right.
You have good voice recognition skills.
That's right.
I have them.
Good evening. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Novella, San Andreas, California.
Hello, Novella. Welcome.
Hello.
Name and after novella. Welcome as well. Please say name and location.
This is Jill from Phoenix.
Who's this from Phoenix?
Jill.
Hi, Jill. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. Brianna.
Hi, this is Brianna from Phoenix also.
Hi. Wow,
right.
Phoenix.
Huh?
Phoenix is popular tonight.
Who's popular?
Phoenix. Two people from Phoenix in a row.
We have some new voices here on the call tonight.
We're Arizona strong.
I just heard when I thought.
I thought I did too.
Oh, that wasn't when.
Oh, it was somebody else that sounds like him.
Yeah.
That's not you, Wynn?
It's somebody that sounds like him.
Sounds like a Cheech and Chong routine now.
Now, is Terry on?
I haven't heard her yet.
Terry, where are you listening on BBS? I just want to let you know, we always start slightly unprofessional. We don't hit the ground running. Well, we do hit the ground running. We're not running in the right direction yet.
Informal is good.
It
is.
In all different
it
directions.
Is. Makes everybody feel more at ease.
Yeah.
That's right. It's kind of more real in a way for certain situations.
For newer people, you know, coming in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know. Well, there are always those people that are sitting out there listening, and they're saying, when will you get to this? When is Terry going to learn how to unmute her phone?
Oh, dear.
When you have to stop falling asleep on the calls.
Ask a question about patience.
Jerry, are you on?
Who?
Hello?
Hello? All right, several people joined in over here. Welcome to the call. If you want to, please say name and location.
Hi, this is Brenda from D.C. How are you all this evening?
Hello, Brenda.
Hi, Brenda.
Welcome.
Hi, Brenda.
Thank you.
Great.
Hey, Brenda?
Yes?
You were on the call late last night, weren't you?
Yeah, I was. I got in work. I try to get on there, even if I have to come in, you know. But I normally listen to the replays, though, most of the time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So what's up with that?
Well, I wasn't being critical. I was just noticing.
Oh, great. You know, I can't stay away. Prudy had said something about welcome back. If she wanted to say welcome back, that's cool. But I'm actually listening on the replays all the time if I haven't missed it. Or I just come in when I can.
You get the energy. You get the energy on the replays, don't you?
I believe I do. It's still stimulating regardless. Yeah, it is.
I do think it's stronger in person, okay?
You do,
because,
okay.
Well, you know, the replays are good. Like, for example, I can do a meditation, and in 10 minutes, usually, I can bring in energy that's similar to the energy on the call, okay?
Wow.
But I can't bring it in as strong, you know?
Mm-hmm.
There's something that when we are all here together in exactly the same time.
Yeah.
Energy.
That, yeah.
Like a group energy.
Yeah.
Yeah. The group energy helps to anchor the energies, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, it is good if you've never tried it to take some time every day and recreate the energy that's on the call, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of times I'll just play it over, the replay. I'll play it over maybe at least two or three times before the next one.
Yeah, because it puts you on a meditation.
Yeah.
Puts you in a meditation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
And it's like, I don't know if you guys have noticed this, okay? But when you can get your energy up in the morning, okay? It makes the whole day flow better, you know?
Mm-hmm. And morning, at least for me, morning is the toughest time to get any energy up.
Yeah. Well, it may not work for everybody, okay? But it works for me. I better go see where Terry is. Terry, are you on yet? Oh, my God. Hang on. Here I go. I'll go get her.
Hey, Brenda, do you listen to the Sunday early calls at 1 o'clock our time?
Yes, I do. I actually was on the call on Sunday.
No,
Wynn, I really wish you could clarify something for me. You know,
not on right
talk
now.
About when you talk about how we came in, and a lot of times the people on the call are the ones that kind of forgot what they were supposed. What do you mean they forgot? I mean, what were we supposed to do when we came in? You said they got basically sucked into the way of the rest of the world. How are we supposed to be living so that we wouldn't have forgotten? You said when you come down either the birth canal or as you're coming, you're 2 or 3 years old. How are you supposed to be living? And what did you actually forget? How are you supposed to be living your life that would make you a standout when you say we forgot? That's the only thing that kind of...
I think that's, in my opinion, pardon me for interrupting.
Yeah.
I think that's the plan for us to forget, because we're really here for our soul to learn.
Okay.
And maybe not totally for us to forget, but I know, I believe the point is for us to learn.
Not everybody forgets, though. Some people know.
That's true.
Well, you know what? You know what? If you have developed yourself.
Okay.
You will find something in this life that, like you found us, that reconnects you. Like I found Terry. This is not easy to get this here into this realm. And what it is you have the internal knowingness, but you have to find something out in the world that can say things, you know, like when you hear things on these calls, you know they're true. If you've come from a high place,
yeah,
it just, you say, it re-centers you. But it's very, very hard. You know, I'm not sure, you know, we think that everything was just by design, and somebody knew what they were doing on the other side. and I don't think that's true. I mean, we talked to the Elohim, and they started out and it ended up a certain way, and they didn't control the way it was going to end up, okay? And then, like, if you've heard my story on the Mormons, you know, the Mormons were started as a way that Elohim souls would incarnate into the Mormons. Okay? Did you know that story?
Wow.
And that the church was started so that they could remind those Elohim souls that their purpose here was to be of service. Okay? You know, the Mormons are the only church that has in their doctrine something to the effect that Terry can't find her phone.
I have.
Somebody call her.
Hang on.
Yeah, somebody call her.
I'll call her. Hang on a second. All right. Hang on.
I'd like to say, I think Brenda, if she was implying this, Brenda, I think I agree with you that it sure be a lot easier to spiritually advance if people knew something about their past lives and their purpose for coming down here. They're just stumbling around.
But maybe we're supposed to stumble a little bit.
It also seems like once you have come into the light and you remember, so to speak, I'll put that in quotes, it seems like something spectacular should happen. Like, I don't know. You have literally connected with the energy, and that's your graduation.
The story versus Ken show argument, the slow path to enlightenment versus the burst of enlightenment. It seems way more exciting.
I don't think that we forget when we come in. I think we come in remembering until we get to a certain age. People tell us that it's all our imagination.
Hello?
Children of 3 or 7 still remember a lot.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes someone comes in and they remember their past life. And there's stories about it if you look. But right. It's not normal, right?
Right. Now, I would think, compare that connection to that. We come in and forget, so we can have this experience and have this life.
You're breaking up over there.
Then we chose to come to 3D, for the 3D world.
You're breaking up. You're breaking up, Chris. We can't hear you. Too much echo.
You're saying.
Yeah.
You know, I'm wondering when, and I could be going way, way off the scale here what I'm about to say, but I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it could be training. I think that we're here really for training purposes designed for future references, so to speak, so that we can really understand. For me, I can really understand what it is to be poor.
Right.
I can really understand feelings and et cetera. Feelings, human mm-hmm. feelings, things that really touch me to the core. And I'm wondering if it's lessons that we need to come in here to learn that will train us for future endeavors. I hope that doesn't sound far off. It's schooling-like, even the training, schooling training.
I think we have certain things that we need to accomplish when we come in here. But we know on the other side that when we get in here and we get a little older, we don't remember.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah,
it's going to be different for different people, whatever, different lessons for different people are coming down here.
Exactly.
So.
Right.
That could be totally valid for you.
Past lives are happening all at once.
I bet every one of us on this call has been together before.
Yep.
Yeah, Rob is a part of the cell group.
Hello, Terry.
I'm sorry, I'm speaking this one.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Terry, everybody wants to know, where was your phone?
It was under my computer.
Writing.
It's too obvious.
Phone.
Yeah. Well, my wife has that problem every day.
She loses her phone.
Everything.
Every day. You're not the only one.
She doesn't lose it. She purposely hides it. Then she forgets.
I see. That's Betty, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we are ready. We have Terry here.
Hey.
Our forgetful queen.
Is the queen.
But it gave us time to chat.
Yeah.
That's right. So no one got bored, right?
Oh, no, of course not. To the contrary.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves. This conference is being recorded.
This is June 27th, 2018. Wynn and Terry in Sedona, everybody everywhere. And
you have reached the maximum time permitted to record. To send your message, press 1 at any time. To listen to your message, press 2. To re-record, press 3. For more options, press 4. To cancel, press star.
You didn't pay the bill, Rin.
Okay.
Message erased.
Hi, this is Terry Brown. You reached Terry Brown at Book
Club. We're going deep into your personal matter. Very important.
I got to hang up and call back again because I don't know how to get rid of it. I called Terry so she could find her phone.
Thank you very much for calling.
Terry? Terry, are you there?
Yeah. I'm here.
Hello, Terry.
I'm here.
Terry,
I'm
don't hear you. Vin, can you hear me?
I don't hear you.
Vin, can you hear me? Okay, so Vin cannot hear him.
You've got your phone muted.
Tell him to hang up.
Hello,
Terry?
I can't hear you.
So you need to go to him. Are you nearby?
Yeah, I'm nearby.
Oh, wait. Now I think you're on. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Hello? Hello.
Hey,
you
know
what?
Can you hear
I can't
us?
Hear anybody. All right. I got a call back. I don't know what's going on. I see that I'm coming over, but I'm not hearing anything. So hang on.
I can hear you.
All right. Recording. Yes, Terry, we hear you. I'm going to stop the recording.
Your conference recording has stopped.
All right.
That's all right. You're still on BBS Radio.
Yes. We are about to be ready.
Can you hear me?
Yes, Rin.
Yes.
Good, and I can hear you. Okay.
Okay, so I did recording, so restart, okay?
Thank you. Okay.
This conference is being recorded.
This is June 27th, 2018, Wynn and Terry in Sedona, and we're getting a slow start today. But we have questions that you folks have submitted. We're going to ask our sources about it. And we got a lot of new people that ask questions today. Okay? And I'm going to give priority to the new people. You know, some of you guys, you have, I think, you know who you are. You have had super blessings being able to have, you know, this kind of access to answers to questions. And whenever I send an email out to new people, it's really good to let them get their experience of this. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again. One of the things about communicating to the Elohim, and that this was an early question that I asked, and the question was, when somebody poses a question, are there any benefits to getting an answer other than the information that's in their question? And their answer was somewhat surprising, but not completely. They said, yes, there was. They said, when they move into, they have to move into your auric field, into your energy field, to be able to look at things and get an answer. And then they're going to move back from your field. And when they move back, they leave a track that if you energetically look for the track, you'll start to enhance your ability to connect with them. That's a very important piece of information. So when you ask a question, it's a great, not only do you get these wise answers, but you get the potential opportunity to move into the track, of the, back that track to the energy of the Elohim. And some of you, if you think about it, can recognize that you've done that, okay? Now, before I call in the light, there is one question here that I want to answer, okay? Because it's a little bit too negative, and I happen to know the answer, all right? And this is from Ruth Proctor, and she asked a question about the Society of Rill, or is there such a thing? And if so, is it connected to the inner hollow earth? And number one, there is such a thing. Number two, it is connected to the hollow earth. And we had the experience to ask questions about that. There's something called the Vril Society that was in Germany during World War II. I believe it was that period. And they were talking about these advanced beings in the earth that one could tap into and draw energy from, okay? So it's not exactly what it is. And in fact, it's fairly negative. And there are these reptilians that are very small, that live in the inner earth, and they have interfaced with a lot of people in the past. In fact, one of the things they've done is, like, if a person would build their castle over tunnels, I believe this is true, the Vril would bring up diamonds and gold and trade for something to eat. And what they ate was humans. Okay, so they're not civilized, but they're very, very smart and aware. And don't ask any more about it, okay, or you'll have nightmares. All right? Terry?
Yeah.
You're making a lot of noise.
Hey.
What are you doing? Now don't, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, don't mute yourself, okay?
Okay.
All right. So, let's call in the light. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Terry, myself, and everyone on the line, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth, And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes. We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. It is our joy to be with you, and Terry, we see you looking forward to this tonight, too. If we ever say anything that does not resonate with you, disregard it, as it does not apply to you. Sometimes a person will have a question, and you will have the same question, but the answer may be different depending upon the situation. Do you have questions?
Yes. Thank you. First question tonight is from Brianna Colombini, and I believe she's in Missouri. She might be in St. Louis. Okay. She didn't tell me her city, but she had her area code and comes out Missouri. So her question is, I would love to know where my spiritual focus should be right now. I've learned so many new and heart-opening spiritual things lately that I'm feeling a little scattered and wanting to know how I should focus. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Take your time to let things settle down and see how your focus shifts from one thing to another and see the differences. Take a look, observe the differences between how one idea, one realization sticks and another one seems lesser important. The focus may even shift more depending upon other things you are learning. Keep an open door to what is coming in and see your responses as you have interests that you may be shifting now. Just do not try to make up your mind when things are shifting. Just observe and observe your reaction and how you are, how much interest you have in an area, and not only how much interest you have, but how you can apply it in your daily life. Thank you.
Thank you. That's a great answer. And I would add to that, look for flow. Look for synchronicities. Look, when you start to operate in a more expanded way, and I don't want to use the word spiritual, but I think she means that, spiritual. When you start to operate in a more expanded way, you start to access things that you didn't access before, okay? and you start having synchronicities and flow and meetings. And that's a sign that you're on the right path. A lot of times people think they have to make a decision. Like, I want to make a spiritual career, or I want to be this, or I want to be that. And that's not necessarily the best way to go, okay? Because then you make mistakes, and then you get committed. It's better to say, I'm committed and scattered, until something comes up to the surface, than making a commitment just because you think you're supposed to make a commitment.
Yes.
I would add that to the answer. Thank you. Next question is, Elizabeth, this is Elizabeth that we just sent an order out today, and I forget where it went, but I think it might have been Oregon, yes, Elizabeth in Oregon, okay? The work that I do, is this a time for me to take a rest from my ministry and live in Mexico or someplace warmer for a while, or continue on even though I desire a hiatus? Also, the work I have been doing, is it right to continue, or is it a time of change for my life? Elizabeth.
Do you have an area code or a city or anything for her?
She's Terry shipped it today, okay?
However, it shouldn't be that cold where she is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if her city, if she could text you her city. Does it make Mendel, Oregon?
Where?
McMinnville, Oregon, or was it Lafayette, Oregon?
Oh, wait a second here, okay. I do have... Maybe this will open. I do have her in my computer here. It's not opening.
Lafayette? Seahorse Cove? Is that...
Seahorse Cove, yes.
I wish to... This is Terry. The Elohim don't want to get the wrong person here, because the answer is very important. If she could simply email you to confirm her city, the Elizabeth.
Okay. We'll come back to it. Okay.
Okay.
Elizabeth, if you're listening, you know, I wanted to make my comment to Elizabeth, okay? And that is, you set yourself up to do a lot of healing work where you are. You have a location, you have people, and it seems to me that if you, and this is just me talking, I'm dumb, the Elohim can talk later, it seems to me that it's like if you add some spiritual work to the healing work you're doing. Like, for example, you can invite people over once a week and put on Whole Planet Healing and let them listen to it in a group. You would start bringing in higher vibrations that don't just... Lafayette, Oregon. Lafayette, okay?
Lafayette, her email is ELL3CAR.
Winters are long and cold, and summers only last about 3 months, okay? Uh-huh. So in any case.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, let me get back in. Right now is a good time for serving clientele. In the winter, you may wish to now be careful which part of Mexico you go. You may wish to go and to rest there. We see that you have stirred an interest in your center, in the work you are doing there in Lafayette. And we see you provide a good service. You may wish to plan for in the winter to go to Mexico. Now it's very hot in Mexico. Give us a moment. Okay, could you read the question again?
Mm-hmm. Let me see here. The work that I do, is this a time for me to take a rest from my ministry and live in Mexico or someplace warmer for a while, or continue on even though I desire a hiatus? Also, the work I have been doing, is it right to continue, or is it a time of change for my life?
Thank you. We take a moment to tune and we see that if you take a break and go to Mexico, that you may achieve a rest until you are able to continue. And we see that where you are in Lafayette, you have stirred up some interest in the people in the area and provide them with a wonderful service. We wonder if you have taken enough time to experience grounding in that location in Lafayette. Friends and clients are important And if you go to Mexico, what would you be doing in Mexico? And after you had achieved a hiatus and rest, would you yearn to go back to work with your clients and the people that you were set up your facility to have come in and to provide service for them? We suggest that right now, during the hot, hot months in Mexico, that you think about this further, and also you might also think of establishing in your routine for instance, in the morning, a time out that you can meditate and you can be with yourself and you can pursue the activities to further your own growth. Those are our thoughts. We do not wish to discourage you if your mind is set on simply moving or changing, but consider all aspects before you move to a new location. Thank you.
Quinn?
Here we go, sorry. Realize that you have built a certain energy of support for people where you are. But for some reason, there's something that is missing. But you already have a platform. And if you leave it, it can fall apart. Can you add something to the platform you already have that will make it more compelling so that you are more passionate and less doubtful about what you're doing? That's what I would say, add to that. And let me go to the next question. And this is Nick in Illinois, Chicago. What technique would help us all manifest more money in this?
In this what? You disappeared. Wynn? Hello?
Yeah, Wynn dropped out. I mean, his microphone, I guess.
His phone dropped out. Let me go back into channeling mode. We look for a platform to help us all to make more money. And we, first of all, bring up a basic principle. And that principle is that you are a part of God and you have powers that you do not realize that you have. These powers are God-given. And you can cut your power and your control over your environment by letting thoughts come in and feelings come in that you don't have enough, that there's no way for you to get more money in your area or in what you're doing, or that it's just too difficult. All of these have feelings with them, and feelings nail down realities, and it becomes a universal, since all is one, and you put out to your surroundings that it is too difficult or that there is not enough, then the universe hears that and the universe reacts to that. So picture yourself so that you would have control over molecular environment, so that you wouldn't have a feeling of not enough, but the feeling of there being enough. And so when you put that out, then the universe molecularly begins to respond. That is the first part of a platform. Another part of the platform is that when you are of a service, providing a service to someone, then they come to you and they are willing even to pay for that service. So what skills do you or anybody else have that is looking for a job like Robin? And what skills do you have that somebody would really want in their environment? We think of Robin and having the computer skills that she has. Someone will want those skills. Now, for you, somebody would like your skills. And would it be something else than you're doing now? Or would it be with finding people that were more in tune and more successful than the people you are working with now? Those are some ideas.
Thank you. You know what? We were getting beyond thinking about the economy's bad and it's so hard. Think about what you can do that makes a real contribution. I remember one time I sat down next to a guy in Sedona and I started talking to him. And he told me his story. He just bought a house. And he was in the place where he had no money and he didn't know what to do. And he ended up buying some window washing stuff, walking around and washing the windows for stores and telling them, just making me a donation. And he started doing that. And he bought a house. I don't know how long it took, but he made that a successful business. And because it was in need, you know, he was doing something humble and so there's something. There is something that everyone can do. And money doesn't grow on trees. It's a level of exchange, and whether you do work for someone else or work for yourself, there is always something out there, okay? And let me go to the next question. I'm really sorry. We're really screwing up today because we started so late, okay? Juliet Bickert in Okemos, Michigan.
given my current situation, am I on the right track? And am I able to keep moving forward or retreat back into my hole? How should I proceed?
You should keep your options open, your chakras open, your interchange of energy with the world around you open so that opportunity can come in, even in the situation where you are now. It can't be little jumps to make it better. But do not crawl back into your hole, because when you contract, you are pulling your energies and you do not interface with the world around you so easily, then your opportunities will come from the world around you. So you need to keep your options open and keep observing and seeing if your situation can be better. Is there another situation that can be open that you could smoothly flow into? And give gratitude for what you have at this point. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And keep in mind that you and everyone else here is an aspect of all that is. You're a creator. We are creating our potentials. We are creating our lives. Even when we don't know that we're doing that, we're doing it.
Yes.
And, you know, coming into Whole Planet Healing, which we do every night, we're going to do in just a few minutes, is a very good tool to help rise your energy up above, you know, above some of the miasms and obstacles. There's an energy shift on that call, and we have our sources working with us on that call. And it's like, not only are we sending energy out to heal the planet.
WholePlanetHealing.com.
WholePlanetHealing.com. We're taking energy in to heal ourselves. And many people have noticed. They come into the call depressed and woe is me, and they come out of the call and they're feeling enthused. Now, it's hard to keep that the first time you feel it. And that's why we do it every night. It's not because I need something to do, because I don't. I just know it works. So I hope some of you might try that. As I said, you get the phone number on WholePlanetHealing.com, and we are going to start in 2 minutes. And check it out and see if it might work for you. And I am really apologize. There's people, Novella Springer. I have to not answer your question now. Lacey Mitchell.
We send love to Novella.
Yeah. And who else do we have here? Cher in Chicago. Will I ever remarry? Ask it again next week. But ask it again. Remember to ask it on Wednesday, so I know it'll be on the line, and we're not wasting it. Okay? Cher in Chicago, ask again. And who else did I miss? There's a lady that keeps sending me an email early in the week, and I can never find it on the day of the call. And it has to do about a fetus transplant. So I am not neglecting you if you're listening. Please ask it again next week. And ask it on Wednesday so I get to it. I look at it, you know, I look at it fast. See, I know if you ask it on Wednesday, it's the day of the call, I know you'll be on the call. All right? I suspect you'll be on the call. Okay? And on that note, at 7 o'clock,
we got to get off because BBS is moving. Again, wholeplanethealing.com, and we will see you in a moment. And here we go.
All callers are unmuted.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Love and peace to all of you.
Much love to everyone.